Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Good to be here. And greetings to you. And another edition, The Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies. You know, if it hadn't been that I am affected internally about the civilized world, and because my development as a child, the societal surrounding that shaped my thinking, I have to say that had I been born back in the BC era, unquestionably, it would never be the same type of effect. You see, because I can tell from reading about the past what that life was. That's where civilization originate. You ain't going to learn that today. Just like I didn't learn that when I was growing up a child. Going to be taught about civilization. You're taught misnomer for civilization. And I don't want to talk about this like it is a light thing either. I'm talking about it. It's a life and death thing. Because get your child a good life. And if you see your child behaving abnormal, you definitely get the child checked out. You didn't grow up that child. Number one, if you send it to school, it's not going to, if they accept the child. That child is not going to do well. And some children, their brain function is such that it doesn't make any sense. So they have to discontinue going to school because they're not learning anything. My learning was not something that made me happy. I grew up into an adult. It wasn't anything that made me happy and feel, you know, the zest for life and anything like that. It was a stagnant and unenlightened, as I remember. So therefore, my mind was always hoping up to learning, you know, because I wasn't getting that satisfaction from the church that I was available to for years, and from like the more formative years. I remember now, like 7 years of age. This is a serious thing, you know, because it's not easy to change your life once you are molded together by foolishness, by the wrong things. Because the wrong thing makes you feel like you're okay. That's the thing about it. Like when you believe a lie. Somebody make you a promise and stuff like that, and you think everything is going to be all right. You're going to be, you know, doing better when you get this gift or something. You feel all right. But what happened when this person lies to you? When you find that out, then that's a big disappointment, a letdown, right? Okay. Well, this is the thing I'm talking about now. The state that we are in today, you know, it's one thing to have a whole, you know, nation of people being bamboozled by, you know, some outsiders. You know, it's different from one parent, you know, just don't do their job with their kid. To have a situation like we have today, born and raised up to Christian parents with a book called the Bible. How do you get out of that? How do you get out of that? It's just that humanity is, I mean, civilized humanity is as such. It's not like it's a dead thing. It's a life thing. And you can have a dozen children. And if all of them are bright, you know, they behave enlightened. But then you'll have another family with two or three children, and they don't do so well. All right. Mr. Ozzy, what's going on? I'm doing a show right now. So, anything new? Okay. All right. But you're doing all right. Okay, all right. Well, we'll chat later. All right, my buddy. Yes. So, I am saying that you're born, you know, you're born on the planet and you're growing up and you're seeing, you know, what the world is like. And your mind is open up like a computer, new computer. And you're going to get programmed by your surrounding. Yes. All right, cool. Yes, yes. All right. And so what I'm saying is, it's like we feel like everything is okay. What happened? No, but you called me back several times. What are you doing? No, but you keep on redialing me? Oh, okay, all right. All right, cool. So why your finger keep on touching it? Is something you're doing? Oh, you're trying to clean it up. All right, no problem, no problem. Now we understand. Okay. All right, later. Yes, and so I am saying you're being conditioned by your surroundings. Your parents are Christian. Now, this calamity happened in the world before even our parents were born, the church thing. And there is just no way for us to know unless somebody is going to teach it to us. But nobody is not going to teach about the church to us because the church is taken for something that is good. This Adam and Eve in a garden story sounds like a good story, good information. Can't you see? Now think about when we are taught these things from the Bible. Not a world is a textbook. You just think about the difference between the world is a textbook and the Bible. The Bible is not certified by any academic, historic consultant, or teacher review. This is serious stuff. And I'm serious about this because when I talk about the Bible and the white people and stuff like that, black people not getting it. African people are not getting it. You hear them on radio and jump up into all of the foolishness. I'm thinking about Jesus Christ, or the day of Pentecost. These are fairy tales. What I'm saying is for this to happen in the world, and so many people born and raised up in this foolishness. It's not like the Chinese did it, not like Indians did it, or the Hispanics, I won't even bother talk about some of the ethnic black people then, because it's too disgraceful to see that African people allow these sodomite white people then, to do the kind of stuff that they have done. Because it's madness. The things that the white people do are only from their mad homosexual brain. Sodomy. Read about them, what they say about themselves in Genesis, don't you? And then, if I say, these things that we're reading in Genesis, it's not from African origin. African people write those things. And if any African people write those things, they don't have no idea about their own history of origin. So that is excusable. Because when you're born into something, you don't know nothing else. All right. Right now, after I come to find out about this whole bunch of madness, I began to talk. The first thing that came to my mind is that although I am not a writer, I have to try and write something. I have to write something about what I discover. I can't just keep it to myself. That is too serious for one not to try to say something. Because even if one person hear it, understand it, and can draw themselves out of this delusional stuff that they have in the Bible, don't pertain to us at all. But left to that experience that we grew up in, we will be solid believers in it. We will not come out. You cannot come out if something don't come to your mind and give you a realization. You need a realization. Because once you believe something and you don't understand what you believe, there's no way to find out that you believe a lie. And when someone is deceiving you and you don't know, oh, that can be a very, very comfortable state to be in, because you feel good about it. You're not going to seek to know, suspect that something is wrong. You have got to start seeing something to now be curious. You have to start thinking something, that something is negative before you begin to suspect and want to examine something. When I discover now in my continued reading and get into the world, it's the textbook, the big World is a textbook, and begin to see the world in the World is a textbook, I realize the extent of what has happened. People them that we see around us. And whereas there is the history of government in the World is a textbook, and these sodomite white people with their madness, pure madness, because they have no basis at all. Like you see, they are talking about God in the Garden of Eden. They don't have any basis to write that. And besides, if they're going to write anything, it's not in our territories. But look, look, I'm saying that. Right in our territories? No, that should never be conceived as possible. Based on the world, it's a textbook. What the world, it's a textbook is saying about African people and white people. We don't have a basis to mingle. But that is, if you are reading, even the Bible will tell you that, that there is a problem. You're reading a Bible that is telling you that something went wrong in the world with Adam and Eve. But who is telling us the story? It's the culprits, the white culprits, the madness. They are writing that book and telling us those things. Write the scheme of Adam and Eve, which they extract information from real history. That's what happened. But remember, they were lucky to be able to read to do that. And once they were able to read, this is the kind of stuff that they do. Totally destroy civilization. Just about. What is aching me is the picture of having to see this. Where black people, like the Arabs, can't you see the Middle East is all Muslim. Who do you think brought in three churches? Now remember, religion comes from BC era, before Christ. So don't bother use that word religion in any kind of church element, because it does not belong to civilization. Church does not belong to civilization. It's madness being put into Christmas parcel, right? Because you believe in Jesus. And you sing Christmas carols. You give, you know, the baby Jesus a gift on Christmas morning and all this kind of stuff. Now, if anybody had told me that none of those stuff were real, that would be the beginning of me sitting down and having somebody to teach me about that. But that's not the case. My belief in the church and what the Bible teaches, I had no question. No question at all. And for things to incrementally creep into my brain. Think about that. Think about that. You're talking about when a concept is formed in our brain and we don't know anything else, how do we get away from that concept influencing what we do? How do we get out of that? The misinformation, the lies that we are taught, totally overwhelm our thinking. And we can't be upset with anything because we don't know anything else. This is just the way to be. You know? I And so, when I see what the white people wrote in the Bible, and even in World History textbook, they have their nasty, mad stuff in the World History textbook too. But of course, the World History textbook is a certified book, so the central information of the World History textbook is not what these sodomites write in the World History textbook. It's not, you know, so when you're reading the World History textbook, it's a whole different thing from reading the Bible, because the Bible don't have certification for nothing. You have to be tough to first to read it yourself and find out what transpire in this world that make it the way it is. There is hardly anything you do and get it right. The few things that we do and get it right. You know, it's not really teaching you what to do in the way of being a civilized person. Because like eating and drinking is something that you will do no matter what. But we're talking about your concept, your worldview. Your view of the world and people, our origin, where we come from, and you look at the Indian, the Chinese, and the white people, and, you know, what do you know about them? You don't know anything. So what fills up the minds of people who don't know what the real history of the world is, and what specifically? Civilization, central civilization. You don't know none of that. What happened to you? What fills your mind? What fills your mind up is Christmas, Easter, and all on St. Patrick's Day and all the holidays that the sodomite white people they make up. Come in with a new thought for human life. They decide, as faggot homosexuals, that they want the heterosexual African people to begin to think like sodomite. You don't know that? I do. So keep on talking. What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Am I lying about this? That what happened in the world corrupts everybody. And not by people who fall from grace. White people never have no grace. They are Homo erectus. They are never civilized in the context of civilization. They don't have none of that. But the history is going to show you what they did to put themselves in the position that they are in, a position they don't belong. Everything white people do, it has to be a theft they commit to have any kind of civilized commercial thing going on. It's a theft somewhere along the line. White people don't come to anything unless they stole something from the African. I have the right to say it because it's written in the World History textbook. World History textbook is very important, especially that these faggots are all over the world with their fucking gospel, four gospels. because none of those things have any root in the truth, none whatsoever. Now, I don't have anybody that is like a tutor. I've never had any tutor or nothing, apart from when I used to go to church and I used to listen to preachers. But the time of the experience that caused my mind to take a different route is what goes on in my head. And I'm glad that I wasn't smoking and drinking and carrying on with any of those kind of stuff. I've never done those things. I like to think about stuff that I find virtue in it. And so for me to come and find this kind of stuff that totally unexpected, and it's very heart-rending to be so disappointed of the hope that I have in what the Bible tells me, now to find out none of it is true. And what if you should say, oh, you know none of it is true? Words, identification of stuff. That's what teaches me. Words, identification of things. That's what teaches me. Knowing the difference between that and this, and follow what you think it is based on the word, because you cannot teach words what to say. Words will teach you what to say. And for words to teach you what to say, you have got to have a sense, a good knowledge of how to use words. That's the thing about it. You have to learn how to use words. And I tell you, that's a big deal, because you go to university, and because of what these white people have done to our language, and when I say our language, I mean the language that we are speaking, they make sure that they fucked up what we read as well, so that we read Romans numeral. And what is Romans? Who is Romans? This is the problem is happening to us today, is that growing up into church environment was doing something similar to what Jim Jones did in Guyana. You look at these white people and you think that they are all right people. Some of them, in a lot of ways, you might not find any problem with them. They may not be going up to the capital and try to bomb up and kill up people there. They may, you know, think better than that. However, the thing about the white people is the question that faces them. What are you doing in the black people territory? By now, they don't think America is black people territory. They think it's the white people territory, because that's what they're saying. Mental declination. When your brain is set for work, wrong, and you're doing a number of things and don't realize that it's wrong. That is, you know, each person is an person is an entity, and a single entity. If you weren't born, you know, clinging to another person, you know, and you're all sucking juice from the same body. If you have a sound body, a sound mind, you're an entity. And once you come into the world, you must now ask the world to teach you. Just like you have the brain in your head, you have to ask your brain for information. The brain is not asking you for anything. So you have to learn the use, proper use of words. If you go about talking, and based on what the Romans teach us to do, so-called Romans, the thieves, the burglars, you know, the marauders, the nomads, everything, you know, uncivilized. It is overwhelming. It is frustrating to see that most of the world's people are gone out of their minds and put to live I want to call it living on extracts. We are living on the extracts that the white people take from our history and write misnomer. They write misnomer, and we are living by misnomer. Because the Bible is a book of misnomers. The Bible of codes that is lying to the African people. We are evangelized to believe in foolishness. Because it is surprising to me that when I began to read the actual history, Mesopotamian, the first civilization of mankind now, not the gods, but mankind, to see what the history says about our origin. That was something I should have known like a half a century ago when I was just growing out of being a toddler. You know, that's what they should have taught me. The history of Africa. But the white people came in and they have an agenda. So when they came in idiots. They couldn't read. They couldn't do nothing. Okay? Just understand that. That's serious business. And it may sound strange and like, oh, far from the truth. But that is the truth, though. Because it's not within our reach to assume that Adam and Eve was never put in a garden of Eden. Now, do you imagine that Adam and Eve was put in a garden that cannot be found by the Spirit God that made them? Of course, you're not asking to see the Spirit God. You're asking, where is the place where the Spirit God made Adam and Eve? Why is it the critical things in the Bible cannot be put evidence? Why the Bible doesn't cite the evidence for these critical things? It tells you about a Spirit God that made Adam and Eve. Let's say you don't question about the unseen God because you think that, you know, you don't have any knowledge of anything, so you'd easily assume that, you know, there's nothing wrong with the existence of a Spirit God. The world is vast and so forth, and, you know, a lot of mysterious things, you know, with the way we see the world. So you may think that it's all right for God to be unseen. All right. But what about all these things that the Bible said God create? You see them, right? The trees, the ocean, and everything else when rain fall, right? And so, our evidence that if some of this rain fall, You don't need to question. You know, and if you look and examine the process that caused rain to fall, if you were not seeing, you know, if somebody will tell you that, you know, you live in a country where rain don't fall there, right? If you live in a country where no rain falls, for argument's sake, I'm not saying there's a country that no rain falls, okay? But let's use the imagination that you live in a country, no rain falls. Don't let me go into whether or not how you live without water, because I don't say you live without water. It's just that I'm saying you don't see no rain falls, right? There may be, you know, underground water, spring water, something like that. And let's say that's the only way you see water, right? Just, you know, making a, you know, observation there, right? So somebody told you, you mean the rain don't fall where you come from? And they're telling you, oh, in their country, they get a lot of rainfall. And you're wondering, how come? How come you can get rain so easily and we're not getting none? So you see what I mean? Somebody's telling you about rainfall and describe it, and you have it difficult to understand that. But now, when you see rainfall, you can tell somebody, say rainfall, and then if they ask you who fall the rain, what caused it to fall, how would you explain it to them? Well, I don't know, what would you tell them? What would you tell them if somebody is asking you about what caused rain to fall and stuff like that? You'd have to go to science, and not the white people them science either. These white people who are write the Bible, you better don't let them teach you nothing, because, for example, they say in the Bible, and a lot of Christian people haven't read it, or if they read it, they don't pay no attention to it. They don't make nothing of it, because they just believe the Bible, right? That's the way I used to, too. Now, once I begin to read coherently, that's when I begin to find out that some things are very awry in the Bible. Can't be true. No matter what you do. And I believe it with all of my heart. I'm born and raised up and believing the Bible. So I don't have any energy at all that supports me going against the Bible. The thing is, I'm reading it now like I have sense. I never did before. And that is what happened to my parents and everybody that I know that go to church. You read and you believe because they teach you a long time about God and Jesus, long before you start reading the Bible. So when you start reading the Bible now, you're just reading and say, oh, yeah, and Jesus, go here and go there. And you believe, you just suck everything down. Corinthians 2. In 1 Corinthians 2, these white people are writing in that epistle. They call it a St. Paul writing. St. Paul never exists. One of the biggest lies is what is written about God. Paul off his donkey or his horse and blind him for 3 days. Blind him and starve him hungry for 3 days. Until God sends someone to give him sight and feed him. That's a lie. You know, so St. Paul would make up like the 13th apostle, right? Because they have one apostle that placed Judas. Now, the story of Judas is 100% a lie. It's a lie. It's a story that these white people spend their time to write a Bible of 66 books. And we believe it is true. No doubt at all, because nobody else around us in the West Indies, and, you know, it's a slavery, you know, country. That's where they brought slaves and worked them all over the country to make money off of us. So, what they say in 1 Corinthians 1? 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter. That your mind must be unnatural, or else you cannot understand the things that are in the Bible. These faggots know what they write in the Bible ain't true. These white people. And you have got to read history and know where they are coming from in a indigenous state. They were definitely not civilized. Today, you'd have to face them with the raw fact to prove it. The way they are behaving right now, you cannot imagine what these white people were like if you don't get into history. No, because they have adjusted themselves. They learn language from the African people. They learn civilized ways from them. But because their mentality, their inner makeup is Homo erectus. And the interbreed that they interbreed with Neanderthals and with African people doesn't change that. Look. To show you how gross and civilized white people are, you read the Bible and they don't put in the Bible the things that they do to establish the church. They only write things in the Bible that talk all these lies that are positive, right? Lies that are supposed to be accepted as positive information. So that's what they do. Tell your lies. Now, what tells us about their action is history, because it tells about things that they do that make news then. Started out using terrorists. So don't make it fool you. Talking about terrorists today, and they are pretty much They would not come right out and tell you that the terrorists them out there is they are behind it. They wouldn't tell you that. But that's exactly what they're doing though. And that's how they fool the black people. If you don't read and know what's going on, you will die and be a fool and don't know who these white people are. Because their scheme is to keep what they are doing to the highest degree as possible, secretive to them, right? And they know that they can do a lot of, they can exercise a lot of conduct that imply things, but you can't say for sure. They can hide a lot of things. Like if I say I'm going downtown, and I am not going downtown, I'm going someplace else. See what I mean? But you don't reserve the right to question whether I'm going downtown or not. You are only in a position to identify that, yes, he said he's going downtown. Now, basically, it's the way that these white people are behaving. And they gain total control over African people that way. Telling you that your mind must be unnatural. Your mind, you know. It don't tell you that you can wear a shoes that man made. I know that they're telling you. They're not telling you about things that it's all right because, you know, when it's unnatural. You know, it can be an unnatural drink. It can be unnatural clothing and such, so forth and so on. So what I'm trying to tell you is that what is happening in the world is that these white people are creating a different world of thought because they are sodomites. They are Homo erectus, offspring. Interbreeding that they do don't change their genome, their indigenous way of thought and behavior. Interbreeding don't. Who they bring forth as another generation of people. They may inherit a higher sense of intelligence, but they're not going to escape the genome that they're going to get. So the parents was homosexual, they're going to come homosexual too. Now, being homosexual, you know, it's a very awesome stuff. Don't take it lightly, because when a man see a woman and lust after the woman, that is understandable. But not when a man see another man and want sex with the man. And more complication in that. Some of them, when they see a man, you know, different from when they see a woman, them want sex in the anus as they would want it vagina. And as a matter of fact, it appears like for a lot of them, they really don't care about no woman. Well, how were they born? Well, they were born all right. But the genome that control your perception, lust and stuff like that, your control of life and thing, they don't get that. Interbreeding don't give them those things. And it's the reason why there is never going to be a time when white people will be civilized. Not in this generation. They have to go on and evolve. Somewhere down the road, nature might bring them into a civilized state. But not right now. Not the way we have life progressing now. So what I'm trying to say to you is, when they're telling us these kind of stuff in the Bible, they're telling us things in the Bible for us to believe them and follow them. And so someday it may be all right for you to give up your honors to fuck. That's what the Christianity is all about. And you probably find it difficult to, you know, to identify what I'm saying, because I ain't never telling anybody to believe what I say. But what I'm saying is what I read. And it's up to anybody's judgment whether or not they think I know what I am saying or not. But I'm sure enough talking. I'm sure enough talking. And I'm saying the world is the textbook is what I read. You have the world is the textbook and you have the Sumerian. First civilization that published laws of the kings. And that's the civilized world. In the Bible, they're telling you that the contrary stuff that they write in the Bible, you have to have a mind that is unnatural, understand the things of God. What God are they talking about? When the white people, they talk about God of the Bible, you know, they're not talking about Elohim. They're not talking about the gods. They're talking about an unseen, unknown, vacuous energy. You ain't getting nothing out of it. But so you think. You're getting something, and you have to thank the Lord. You don't see the Lord, but, you know, you have faith in the Lord because you still hear the thunder roll and the rain fall. But that's not what tells you about civilized life, when life began. You're not getting it. But once they lock you down to believe in that way, you will never be civilized again. It's difficult. And therefore, I have to talk. I have to talk, and it doesn't matter in that extent. I can't base what I'm saying on whether I know a lot of people understand what I'm saying. I cannot do that. I cannot do that. I have to base what I'm saying on the necessity for me to say it. That's it. I base it on the necessity because I don't know if anybody's going to even hear me and the measure to which anybody's going to understand what I'm saying. I just know it is highly possible that somebody hear me and do something about it. It's a big calamity. And when I began to see incrementally where the context of history is taking me, it was alarming. It was dreadful to walk that road, to discover what I don't know. The thing is, once your mind think on the level that you are depending on words to guide you. If you are able to think like that, if you understand to agree with words, learn what words are telling you, you'll get there. You'll get the distinction between the foolishness, what these white people are writing. They are for... Now, when you have the situation where somebody making a lot of sense with some things, but other things that they should make sense, they don't know nothing about that. They don't want to get into that. These white people are like that. They have a lot of functional senses, but when it comes to the sexuality in both lower animals and upper human, that is not something to fool with. Your sexuality is not something to fool around with. Because the white people are make you think that you have a choice. And these nasty, uncivilized things would fool you, because they are doctors, they are lawyers and stuff like that. And they are all fucking assholes. If you don't know how to follow your way to civilization, they'll keep you in the church. They'll keep you in the church. See what I mean? They'll keep you in the church. But all I know is that I am just the right person to find out. I am person to find out, because guess what? I'm looking for the truth that the history talks about. The Bible that is telling about Jerusalem and Caesar Augustus and all of these sodomite icons that they talk about. They talk about them in a commercialized way or a political way. They don't bring their icon into the Bible, except they bring them on into the church context in the Bible. Yes? So it is because of what happened over the past 12,000 years and these white people who come from Homo erectus, ancestry, that is the problem. What they have learned from civilized people and then turn around and be the greatest criminals and the first criminals on planet Earth, and decided that they're going to rule the world. But I have good news for you. They would not stop. They would not cease from reigning like their government. They wouldn't stop ruling if they didn't invalidate the means they use to govern. And I hope you're listening to what I'm saying real good, because it may sound like fairy tale. I am not talking fairy. If I were talking fairy tale, I would have a lot of people, lined up in the chat room, want to talk some nonsense in my ears. But I'm not doing that. You want to know the truth? Truth, I'm telling you, in the world is a textbook, and we're, and in autobiography and biography certified book, you see. But you're into the Bible. You believe in Jesus. And you don't have a footing, a precedence for what the Bible is telling you in Genesis. You don't. And the fact you don't have that, what are you thinking about? All right. So I'm saying to you now, the reason why these white people will not rule any further, it is because of the calendar that they created. And using that as a bureaucracy all over the world to steal everything from people and under the umbrella of being a government. These fuckers, they're running into the freight train. And whether they know it or not, that's what is happening right now. They're going to shrink until they don't have any more sinews under their skin. Because it's the worst thing to happen in the world is for these white people to write a Bible and talk about God and all this kind of stuff and lie about the authentic prehistory that creates civilization. Right? And it's only when the truth meet them head on, that's the only time they're going to sink. No more will they sail. Want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And I shall turn to my next segment and see what we have here. BC coup, white men, AD and Adamani, New World Order, must exit west to Europe. When was PIE? When was PIE spoken? Two long-awaited studies. One described online this week in a preprint and another scheduled for publication later this month have now used different methods port one leading hypothesis that PIE was first spoken by pastoral herders who lived in the vast steppe lands north of the Black Sea, beginning about 6,000 years. PIE is hypothesized to have, so it's a hypothesizing this proto Indo-European, that's what PIE means, okay? And they are saying it is hypothesized, drawing an hypothesis on something that is supposed to be a fact. That don't make no sense. But watch this. You're talking about what white people are writing and what they bring to us to accept, believe, and to live by. If they're talking about interbreeding, the white people interbreeding with black people, that's what they're talking about. And listen to the way they talk about it, that perhaps you will never know what they're talking about, but since I'm down into the history, I have a right to know a lot, right? So they're saying that the proto-Indo-European is hypothesized. It means people just talk what they want to talk. But watch where they go with it. To have been spoken as a single language. So they are only guessing. That Indo-European language probably spoken by herders. So it's the interbreeding stuff they're talking about. Herders interbreed with European people. Black people who are herders interbreed with those African people. European. So they're calling this interbreeding, time when it happened. When the interbreeding happened, they are saying the language that that generation begin to speak, it seems like they say hypothesized to have been spoken by, that language was spoken by as a single language from 4,500 BC to 2,500 BC. You hear that? During the late Neolithic, early Bronze Age. This is the problem that they write about in the Bible, you know, about in Genesis 11, that God came down and confounded the language of the people, which is a lie. You believe those things in the Bible too, and you think it's true. It's a lie. These white people are the talking serpent. They account for all the disease and all the turbulence happening in the world and to the African people, because they started out as a destructive criminal attacking the black people and the civilization that they built. These same criminals, you see them today with the military? You see what they do with the military? Do you see? And they will tell you about they guarding the American people. If you believe, you must understand that these white people talk to you out of their fucking ass. That's what. They're not really talking to you out of real mouth. You see? The worst thing that mash up the world is this interbreed, where they interbreed with Neanderthal and with black people. That's the thing that is creating the problem in the world. And black people let them take control of the world. Right? Simply because what they did to hold this claim of power is the calendar. And you don't hear anybody say anything about that. That's the only thing. And they lie about it in so many places, and yet still black people with whole bunch of university education behave like they don't smell nothing. All right. So it is telling you when it happened. Early Bronze Age. Though estimates vary by more than 1,000 years. You see what I mean? Now, these white people don't want to make it known. They don't want to make it known that they are coming from humanoid. They don't want that. You see? Because now they have a lot at stake, since they are operating on such level of civility. We're, you see, 1.8 million year. That's how long since they left Africa and come into Europe and Asia. And 100,000 years ago, black people migrating from Africa out through Asia and coming to the America. And that's when, you know, you're talking about 4,000 years ago, and they have been learning civilized things over the past 12,000 years, all right? So now, when they come to tangle with the African people, as they journey out of Africa, they say it's like about, you know, 4 to 5 thousand years ago. They said about 6,000 years ago, they started with the miscegenation, you know, and the language begins to be spoken by the herders. I think is the African people who are coming out. You see, 100,000 years ago, we begin to come out. So there's a whole lot of time that passed. Africans were able to interbreed with them over the steppe there, over the Asia, and come to the West. A lot of Africans come to the West and spread and settle over. Now, when we are settled, and so we are settled. So these things are taking place, you're talking about in the same season, you know, where time is working together, right? Time is working together. We are coming out from Africa 100,000 years ago. So think of how much progress the black people made in coming to the Western world and settled. I mean, think that we are not like white people who live 1.5 million years on the steppe and in the Caucasus Mountain. We're not like them. We couldn't make nothing. We are civilized at birth as hybrid. We were able to travel and come to the West. Where did these white people go once they were up in Europe and Asia? What did they go? Where did they go from there? What did they do as a civilized thing? A civilized civilized progress. What did they do? Where's the date for what they do and all that? They don't have anything. And it's the miscegenation where they manage to get blood in their race. That's what they did. That's what they were after. So they started out with the Neanderthals. They did well with the Neanderthals. And then now, that put them in line to now court the black people. You see, it's them were able to court the black people. So there was time there, development there. And you can point and see they didn't have anything under the 1.5. I may have misspoken that before, but now here's the correction. 1.5 million years, they are over there, and nothing happened, except that they interbreed with the Neanderthals. But that don't get them anything more than just look more like people, you see? And you see white people with a bigger nose and their skin color kind of a shade different from what the lily white. So there is nothing else in the world that I know, and it's hard for you to come by the information, because these white people who are ruling, they put an umbrella over their truth that it's not easy for you to come and find it. You have to search and do diligent search to find out what they are hiding. Now, see how long they've been hiding? 2,000 years now, they make the calendar, right? Nobody, you don't hear nobody say anything about the calendar that they make. The calendar that they make has nothing to do with African people. Nothing whatsoever. And all of the pain and suffering that black people go through, they didn't really do it until calendar. So they do it over the period post of 509 BC. You got to get this straight, because that's what is causing the problem that we are having. It's the calendar that they create, because the calendar represents every business transaction a government does. So the government that was established on earth was established long. Well, the gods brought civilization. And we have been in Africa, you know, so much 100,000 years that when we came out, 100,000 years and come to the Western world, we are under the rule of the gods, kingship. And you read in history, the laws, where we are born under and governed under the zodiacal calendar. These nasty ass white people come and talk about they are making a calendar too. Okay? And the calendar embodies law, education, and everything, because those are properties of the gods that created the hybrid people. They come in with their nasty, nasty, stinking self and come talk about they making a calendar and rule. They don't stay over their indigenous steppe over there in the Caucasus or in Asia. No, they come and say, they go take everything we have from us, because they think they can use weapon and use their all kind of violence and stuff like that. Now, think about the years when black people dealt with them. It was wrong. It was wrong. And that is the confounding of the language. What they're talking about, God come down. It's they who interfere with the black people as they were coming out from Asia. Right? And they come now. Remember, they have our blood and they have, you know, good sense now. So we are up against a challenge with them. And this is the result. We would eventually find out what they do. We would eventually find out. It take a while. A lot of things gone wrong. However, we would find out. And we have found out. It's the calendar. They have absolutely no right whatsoever to talk about a calendar. And if they do it, use it into our jurisdiction. That is not something for us. We already have our calendar. What the fuck are these people doing? That's how stark and mad white people are. The calendar. Tell them to get their fucking stinking ass, fucking ass out of our territory. They don't have any law. No government. Fucking fool. Get out. With AD and Adamani. It don't rest on nothing. If you're building something, you build it on a foundation. The fucking Jesus never exists. If you don't want to take it, that's your business. But that's the truth. White sodomite. Cunning deception. This is the core of what I'm telling you. It's the core history of what is causing the problem. And I'm telling you where it ends. With the calendar. If you don't talk calendar, you are out of the talk with these white people. Because they know they're not that a fool. Right. So you will have to go to them really with the force of the truth. They can't condemn. They can't run away from. It's the end of them. You see, AD and Adamani calendar. Now, what is the greatest human technological innovation. Fire. Listen. Listen. Because this sodomite is going to tell you how good they are. Listen. They know this argument is, they are making this argument because they come out of Africa because they can make fire to warm themselves. What else can they do? Make stone tools, various stone tools. What could that help them into civilization? No, right? Listen what they have to say, how good they have been since 1.5 million years. Listen how good they were. Listen. What is the greatest human technological innovation? Fire. The wheel. Penicillin. What? Penicillin. Clothes. Google it. None of these come close. As you read this, you are using the winning technology. All right? So he's saying now, innovation is fire. They're asking, isn't it the fire? Isn't it fire? Yes. The wheel, penicillin, clothes. Google, and they say none of those come close. As you read this, you are using the winning technology. The greatest tool in the world is language. Greatest tool in the world is language. Okay, so it wasn't any of those that is not even fire. But fire is the first thing that they learn to use to warm themselves. So now, okay, I get on track now. So they're saying that it is language. Now, who created language? Now, the African people are the ones given language by our creator, the gods. And how long ago that was? 300,000 to 200,000 years ago. Now, listen to these fucking ass fools now who think that they are in a position that they can talk and lead you astray. And, of course, they have reason to think so because they just win over the world with the Bible. But where is the truth? Where is the truth? What's this? So he's saying that it's language, and they, I look and see how they're going to take credit for language. The damn stupid fucking ass white people am taking credit for language, for inventing language. And when it has to be in the steppe where they interbreed with the African people who is the one who put them in a place where they know anything at all. And without the African people, they wouldn't know, have no technology whatsoever, saving the stone tool. So it goes on. He says, the greatest tool in the world is language. Without it, there would be no culture, no literature, no science, no history, no commercial enterprise or industry. True. Let's see where we go with that. The genus Homo rules the earth. What? the genus Homo rules the earth. Listen to this. Because it possesses language. So who is the Homo? Not unless we're talking about Homo sapien. And Homo sapien never had proper coherent language either. So it says, Homo, the genus Homo rules the earth because it possesses language. But how and when did we build this kingdom of speech? Listen to this. And who is we? After all, Homo sapiens is just one of several species of humans. Yes, but the top Homo sapiens is one of several species of humans, of them all, that have walked the earth, Homo sapiens. Okay, so he said the Homo. That's true. All right, let's see where they're going to go with this. He says, and who is we, after all? Homo sapiens is just one of several species of humans that have walked the earth. Does or do we refer to our genus? Homo or to our species? Sapiens. Do we refer to our genus, Homo, or our species? Well, you say it is the Homo that rules. So is which of the Homo, since there are several, which of them do you do we refer? When you say refer to, what reference are you talking or are you making? I don't know what reference are you making. If we want to talk about which one started speech first, I don't know what you're talking about. Or to our species, sapiens. Gay's story. To discover the answer to these questions, we need to travel back in time to 1.9 million years ago to the birth of Homo erectus. All right, they're talking about their ancestors that leave Africa and go over into Europe and Asia. All right, What about the Homo erectus? Homo erectus. Is it from them that came language? As they emerged from the ancient process of primates evolution. Okay. How did they do that? Homo erectus had nearly double the brain size of any previous hominid, walked habitually upright, were superb hunters, traveled the world Really? How did they do that? That's a lie. And sailed the ocean, and sailed to ocean lands. And somewhere along the way, they got language. Where along the way they get it? Yes, Erectus, not Neanderthals. You really saw? If they did not interbreed with the Neanderthals, they would still be, hominid. Not sapien. You hear this? Invented language. You hear all of this now? Stinking body, fucking white people. That's what you get from them. All right, my friends, I thank you for tuning into the program and hope that you hear something that interests you and you may look further into these things if you have an interest in them. So take good care and see you again.